69 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The Trump administration still wants to prosecute Kilmer Abrego-Garcia on the human smuggling charges that were dismissed by a federal judge in Nashville last month. Last year, the federal government was forced to bring Abrego-Garcia back from El Salvador, where the Trump administration had wrongly deported him. While he was there, he says he was tortured in a notorious mega prison. When the Supreme Court ordered his return to the United States, the Justice Department charged him with human smuggling based on a traffic stop in Tennessee where he had been let go without even a ticket. U.S. District Judge Waverly Crenshaw dismissed those charges last month, calling them vindictive and selective. The Tennessee Lookout reports the government filed a notice of appeal this week, which sends the case up to the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Nashville's struggling safety net hospital could get a new CEO this week. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney tells us it won't be an easy job.
Nashville General Hospital has basically always struggled financially. And some of that is its mission, serving people who can't afford to pay for care. But it has a lot of other problems. A big one, it's housed in a severely dated building. Studies show fixing it up would cost about $400 million, and a new one would cost even more. Plus, it's a lease from Meharry Medical College. It sits on the school's campus. But the lease is up at the end of next year. It's unclear what the plan is. The person calling that shot and overseeing its implementation will be decided this week. The board is down to two finalists. One is the current interim CEO. The board could formalize her position, or they could pick an outsider who has been leading the Yale New Haven Hospital. It's unclear how much the winner will be paid. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.
More than 12,000 individuals in Nashville experienced homelessness over last year. That's according to new data presented at Nashville's 2026 Homelessness Symposium. Fox 17 reports city leaders, local homeless advocates, service providers, and national leaders in the field convened for the event yesterday. Among those who lived without stable housing were 500 children, according to conference speakers. One snapshot in January found 4,000 homeless people in the city at that time. Experts point to a lack of affordable housing as a driving force behind homelessness. According to data at the symposium, there are only 39 affordable units for every 100 extremely low-income renters in Tennessee. Leaders worry federal changes could reduce future funding for homeless services. One speaker estimated the city's homelessness increased 4% last year, but that's lower than many other places across the country. He says local programs, community outreach, and partnerships prevented the city from seeing a larger spike. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.